know what I realized on the way here? I was in a lift. Super fucking stressful lift ride, by the way.
I hate that you're starting a story during the song, because we know this song has a limited length.
It's not a good story.
And I interrupted, making it go.
Now it's worse.
It's okay. I'll just fade it out. Well, actually, it faded itself out.
Look at that.
All right. Tell your stupid, boring lift story.
So, I realized on the way here...
That was mean. I apologize.
I realized on the way here that as I was driving in the lift, I saw these kids playing soccer. And I realized, I wish I was good at soccer. Soccer is like one of the sexiest sports there is. You can go play in Europe. There's no soccer players that are ugly. Not one. Every soccer player is mad cute.
It's a waste of your
handsome
Your Mexican heritage. I've been making bad Hispanic jokes all night. I apologize. I told him, I was like, I offered him a Pacifico, and I was like, I've been really into Puerto Rican beers lately.
That's very creative.
Is it in Puerto Rico in the Pacific Ocean, though?
I don't know.
Is it? Oh, it's in the Atlantic? Why don't y'all know?
I'm not really Puerto Rican. I'm a Chicagoan.
You are very white adjacent. Actually,
You're right.
Did you guys watch the Diz and Miro where they were talking about DJ Envy getting mad at them?
Yeah.
And Charlamagne was calling it beige rage.
Oh, man. I did see that.
Beige rage.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to NBA episode 41. This is the podcast where we attempt to talk basketball, but mostly we just talk shit. I'm your host, Jay Keelis, a.k.a. Shiraz Muhammad, a.k.a.
Shiraz? Oh, Shiraz. Okay.
Shiraz
I got it.
Muhammad.
Mm-hmm. I threw you off, didn't I?
You did. Kyle Kuzma. And Jimmy, I can't believe it's not Butler directly in front of me. I guess more like northwest of me. Sir, introduce yourself to the people.
Northwest? Are you talking about me?
Yes.
I told you my geography's bad. My directions are bad.
I'm like directly in front of you.
More or less.
Oh, man. You need to work on that. But guess what? Y'all know who... The fuck it is.
Who is it?
Oh. Cold Stone Cream Austin. We're here to talk basketball. Woo! Give me a... I don't know why I wooed. It's Ric Flair now.
Ric Flair drowned. Ric Flair drowned.
Yeah. Rick Spare Ribs. Oh, man. I actually decided that I'm going to start watching wrestling again.
Nice.
Yeah. The reason I stopped watching wrestling, and this is sad, is because I used to watch it with my ex-girlfriend, and when we broke up, I got really sad about it, and I couldn't watch it. But now I think I'm ready.
Yay Emotions.
Yeah, be on the lookout for Yay Emotions. And also, toss me a pipe. Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So loud.
I'm pantomiming eating ice cream. Also... This is your future WWE champion when he defeats Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. Roman Reigns! Ooh! Ah. Yeah.
I feel like we should douse you in water anytime you do that.
We should. His hair is always wet.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it's always wet. But yeah, if I do start watching wrestling again, I think I should probably start a wrestling podcast, right?
I agree. I 100% agree. I love us doing a wrestling podcast because I know nothing about wrestling.
I wasn't inviting you to be on it.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to be on it? You can, but...
Probably, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
You'd have to watch wrestling. You can't just be on a wrestling podcast.
I could watch wrestling on occasion.
It'd be like me on the NBA podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah. But if I did create a wrestling podcast, which I may, it would be called New Yay Rocks. New Yay Rocks. New Yay Rocks. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. To the right. to me, sir. Introduce yourself to the people.
Hi, I'm Nikki Keyless, a.k.a. Rudy Papajanovich, a.k.a. Trey Burker, a.k.a. Steve Nash Potatoes.
Very nice.
That was amazing. I'm glad you saved that one.
I knew that one was the best one. That's why I was like, I'll do that one.
All right, that's Nikki. That's Matt. I'm Jay. Let's talk. It's NBA. All right. Now,
I like that.
Thanks, man.
That was good.
So, first topic on the agenda today is we're getting close to the playoffs, and a lot of teams are banged up. Kyrie just recently had a scope on his knee. Jimmy's been out for a while. Clay's got the finger thing. Steph has had an MRI this week.
I re-injured my ankle.
Which is a huge problem. Everybody knows about. Matt, why don't you tell the people who maybe this is their first time listening about your loose ankles?
Well, I feel like I'm being put on blast, and I'm not cool with that. But my podiatrist told me I have loose ankles because I sprained my ankle playing basketball.
That was a doctor that told him that, by the way. That was a medical prognosis.
And yeah, it sort of hurt my feelings. I honestly, like, I won't lie. When I was walking home from the train today, I was like, when I get home, I'm putting on my ankle brace. I forgot to put it on.
Oh, Lord, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I feel like I'm crying a little bit.
But in any case,
beer holds down emotions. Check out Yay Emotions to learn about that.
In any case,
Nikki's on his phone again.
This is for the show.
This is for the show. I can vouch for that.
Yes.
In any case, so a lot of these guys are injured. The playoffs are approaching. Now, a lot of these teams will sit dudes that are healthy just to get them ready for the playoffs. The Warriors are going in and, like, limping in. KD's been out for a while. He just came back. Draymond's been in and out of the lineup all year. Steph is recently out. They're saying he's probably not going to be back to the second round of the playoffs. Mm. So I had two people in mind that I wanted to talk about right off the bat, and that's Jimmy and Kyrie Irving. So if you look at their two teams, and good God, like, and I'll talk about this a little bit later, but, man, like, Minnesota. Good Lord, like the dive that they've taken since Jimmy left. But the question I have is, if you're the T-Wolves or the Celtics, and you're looking at the landscape of the NBA right now, do you tell Kyrie and or Jimmy to sit out the rest of the season and not come back too early?
I think you tell Jimmy to sit out, not Kyrie.
Oh, really? I think the exact opposite. I think
Jimmy tore his meniscus.
Yeah, but it was... Yeah. He was projected to come back.
It's one of those repairs that you could come back.
Yeah, it was like a non-invasive surgery or something like that.
They probably ripped it out like they did with mine when I got my meniscus repaired, and he was probably walking the same day.
Yeah,
that was very Nicky of you to compare yourself to Jimmy Butler.
Well, I'm just saying it's the same surgery.
Nice job.
Plus, he's clearly more athletic. It took me like maybe 4 weeks before I was like back to full.
Don't sell yourself short. You're a Geo dude.
Thanks, man.
Actually, he doesn't even have legs though.
It's all upper body.
So you think that Kyrie
Geo dude's like he's like the jail nigga of Pokemon. It's all upper body.
And he's got little springy legs.
You said the jail nigga of Pokemon.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It was like all he does is push ups and pull ups.
Just straight glory muscles.
One, two, three, four,
here,
five, six.
Mm-hmm. But he can't do curls because they won't give him dumbbells.
That makes sense.
These Pokemon references.
That's hilarious.
How many episodes in a row have we referenced Pokemon?
We're definitely on a streak. It's got to be at least four.
Yeah.
So you think Kyrie should come
Speaking
out.
Of streaks. But I can't make it. I can't force it right now. I can't.
Thanks for not trying.
I will, though.
Thanks for not trying. So you think Kyrie should...
I did try. I just wasn't successful.
Sure, right. Failed. Anyways, so you think Kyrie should come back and Jimmy shouldn't. And you think that Jimmy should, but Kyrie shouldn't?
Yes.
I think the Celtics have a better chance of making it to the finals than the T-Wolves.
Yes. The only reason... I do agree with that, but I also think... They're probably thinking, we have all of these younger players who are doing way better than we expected. Plus, we have Gordon Hayward coming back. It's okay if we don't make a deep run this year. But
yeah,
for the Timberwolves,
true.
If they don't even make it to the playoffs, everyone's going to be like, I want Tibbs out. Tibbs got to go. Everyone's going to be doing it. They're already talking about like that, like on the internet. It's ridiculous.
Me personally, I think neither of them should come back. For the simple fact that, to your point, like, the Celtics are really young.
This feels like a trick question.
No, it's just an opinion-based question. It's not a trick question, but like,
Is this one of those personality tests?
No.
Where at the end it's like, yeah. Oh, Mickey, you'd be great as like, I don't know, like a janitor. That's the perfect job for you based on
your... You're right. It was a rhetorical question. The answer is you're wrong. I'm always right. But nonetheless,
he admitted that we were right earlier this week in our group text, and he like even said there, he's like, it hurts me.
It hurt a lot. I don't say that often.
Actually, now that we're on the podcast, I do have a gripe with you, but I brought it up. Shit. But like, whenever Jay texts, he's like very vague, and like his texts always require a follow up. Like, he won't give you all the information in the first text, and I'm like, sometimes I won't respond just because I don't feel like having to dig, like, to force the information.
I live for the drama. I live for the suspense.
That's so annoying.
I dangle the carrot.
The only person worse than you is Kelly O'Bleep. Because one time I was meeting her at a bar, and I was like, where are you? I'm here. And she said the name of the bar. Like, I know. We're in the bar. Very frustrating. She doesn't skim them. I think she's intentionally vague.
That's probably true. It's, again, it's a shed of mystery. I think people dig that.
Not for me.
Yeah, I did actually talk with a girl on Tinder for like 2 months straight, and she couldn't see my picture. So the only reason she was talking to me is because she thought I was mysterious. And she kept referring to me as the moon because the icon looked like a moon. And it was during the solar eclipse, she like messaged me and she was like, I saw you today. It hurt my eyes, but I couldn't look away. It was very strange. And her name was Umami.
Umami?
Yeah.
Shut up.
I should have told this story on EA Love. But, yeah. And then, like, my picture showed up one day, and she was like, the fantasy is over. I was like, that's mean.
Damn.
She's like, I wasn't trying to be mean. I was trying to be frank. That's and right. I never responded. Like, what a jerk.
Oh, she was funny. Anyways, like I was saying, so I agree on both fronts. I think that Jimmy's injury and that team...
You are really, like, not picking a side at all. Is this what every topic's going to be today?
No.
He's like, I pick both, and I agree with both of you. even though we both said different things than you.
Yeah.
How you agree with both of us and disagree with both of us.
Yeah, and I'm right, and you're both wrong. No, I completely understand what you're saying.
And now he's doing it again!
He's just a politician.
He is a politician.
Push it away.
Speaking of politicians, what magazine did Stormy Daniels spank our president with?
I don't know.
Time?
It had a picture of him on it. That's what I heard. But my initial guess was a Trump Nintendo magazine. Power. he's like, she's spanking him, and she's like, show me how to beat Mario too.
That's really good.
Ah, man, I feel like I've been like out of it the last like few episodes, but I'm back. I feel like I'm being as funny on here as I am on EA Love, which is tough because I don't really like basketball.
Cool.
I'm kidding. Cool. I like basketball. I like playing it. I like being the GM.
That's true.
I don't like watching these amateurs like try to run their teams. I put in air quotes for our listeners, the people who are not watching on YouTube.
What up? Get it up.
Yeah, we'll see.
I can never get
the,
it up.
The people, no,
I can always get it up. And some would say I get it up too much.
That's not true. Nobody's ever said that. Anyways, another question I had on the injuries is... with the Warriors going into the playoffs, limping in, like I said earlier, Steph's probably going to be out to like the second round. KD just recently came back. Klay's finger injuries is problematic for a shooter. Like, to have a finger injury, that's a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think that that's going to be problematic for them getting to the finals and winning? And on the inverse of that, if they win and KD pretty much leads them for the entirety of it, let's say Steph can't come back, does that like legitimize his... I guess him moving there and like really being a true champion. Like, would that be KD's championship if he won without Steph and without Klay? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, everybody was bitching about
him. But he's not going to.
Yeah.
Without Steph and Clay, they're not getting past the Rockets.
It's
going
to be tough. I mean, it's still, granted, you still have one of the greatest isolation scorers in the history of basketball on your roster, plus Draymond. Mm-hmm. But it's a much tougher road. I mean,
but also, Draymond's kind of been shooting like shit lately.
Yeah, he's had a weird year.
Mm.
Iggy's been weird. They got Quinn Cook starting at point guard, which is like, he was not in the league when the season started. So, you know, when you got a guy coming from the G League who's now your starting point guard in replacement of Steph,
hey,
it's a weird setup.
The Pugs, they got a center from the G League and then won a championship. So it can be done.
Diamond Stone, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Diamond in the rough.
And guess what? I told you.
I feel like you didn't appreciate that.
I did. I'm sorry. I was too busy, like, gloating about how I fit in the Pugs reference. I know I tried to earlier, and I was unsuccessful. But now I was able to do it. I'm very happy with myself.
Good. All right, next.
I know you guys are happy.
Nikki added this literally as I was talking. So, Nikki, why don't you introduce this? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It's very, very important. Social media.
Go ahead.
We have it. Yes, some of your mothers have it.
God.
Let it go.
Famous athletes have it. Anthony Davis, a.k.a. The Brow, has recently been putting a poll up on Twitter and on Instagram asking, should I shave my brow?
Oh, now let's debate this. Let's debate this.
Let's debate if that lead up was necessary. I didn't.
I know what you
but,
did.
Know what you did. Okay.
So, Matt, you go, well, let's...
Should he shave it?
Should I go first?
Shave it? Should he shave it?
Should he shave the unibrow?
Fuck no. Absolutely not. That, I think it does give him powers. I think it's like the Space Jam ball.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I feel like
Space Jam 2 is not going to star him. Oh, what was that? Put my shit on mute. Sorry.
Anyways.
So for the sake of the podcast, I'm going to take the opposite side of this argument because I think it's better than us just agreeing all the time. Granted, we don't agree that much. Almost never, actually.
I personally think we both agree you look like a G of dude.
That's true. I am very small.
We both agree you look dusty.
I don't look dusty. You look dusty. Don't come at me.
I do kind of look dusty.
Don't worry. The winter's almost over. You'll be back. Mm-hmm. anyways, I actually do think
you'll be back. That's funny.
Thank you.
I
think he should shave the brow for two reasons. One, despite the fact that he's ugly as fuck, I think that shaving the brow off his face will actually make him more marketable because people are going to talk about it. People talking about him shaving the brow is going to be good for his personal brand.
That's true. That's a good point.
He'll go from the brow to the bro.
We need a better nickname. You could have just put an S at it.
Brows?
The brows.
The brows. He's got two now.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. You guys are marketing geniuses.
Yeah.
He needs to...
I've actually been reading a marketing
book. If he keeps the brow, he needs to, like, make memes. Like, I don't normally surf the internet, but when I do, I browse.
Nice.
I didn't make that up.
I like that.
That's good.
So, Nikki, who wins that? Who wins that debate? What do you think?
I wish we had the Law and Order theme song. I can probably find it.
My buddy works on Chicago Med, and he's met Dick Wolf because that's his show. And he says
I follow him on Instagram. I saw he was on it.
Nice. His ringtone is the Law and Order theme song.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What a fucking asshole.
That's his ringtone.
All right, can we move on from that? Who wins?
I personally feel that the winner is keeping the brow because
thank you.
Those are his superpowers.
I would have agreed. I just wanted to have some good content.
I get it. I also, maybe if he just could shave like a design into the brows. Don't fully shave the brows.
Ooh. What would you shave in there if you could? There's plenty of space.
I would sell ad space on my brows.
I wish I could sell ass space on my body.
We'll put a fucking Smoothie King logo right in the middle.
Yeah, right, right in the middle.
I would love to get paid to just walk around.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's hilarious. well, I hope he doesn't shave it. But I like the fact that he's starting the conversation. Next on the roster today, we're next on the agenda.
Ooh, so, nice roster. That's thanks. A good one.
So some rumors came out last week that Jabari Parker. some rumors came out last week that Jabari Parker. Okay, guys, I said Parker. Come on. Okay, now you're forcing it. anyways, rumors came out that
he was upset that the Bucks were letting their technology be run by a child. The Black Panther references are back. I bought a Black Panther t-shirt.
Anyways, rumors came out that he's probably not going to come back to Milwaukee next year. He's had a lot of injuries, and frankly, him coming back this year has not been great. I think he's averaging, let me just pull this up. I think he's averaging like 12 points a game right now. Like after last year having like a really good season, looking like a potential all-star, scoring around 20 points a game, this year he's currently averaging 11 points a game, which it's just not been good. The kids can't stay healthy, and it's hard to match him up next to Giannis. So the question that I have to you guys,
that doesn't make sense to me though. Like, he should be unguardable at power forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's funny when you look at that team, because you think to yourself,
he's like a 2K good player, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, in 2K, he's hard to stop, but in real life, like, they got it figured.
Well, so, no, it's not so much that he have it figured out. It's just that he's kind of one-dimensional. It's like, he's kind of like Carmelo, where he can get to the basket, and he shoots pretty well from three. He's not a great three-point shooter, but he can shoot fairly well from three-point range. Like, he's... Mm-hmm. Okay, he's not great at 3-point. Like last year, he shot like 37% from three, which is not great, but it's not terrible.
Is that better than Nicky?
No, definitely not. Nicky's a Hall of Fame shooter.
No, sir.
But anyways, so the question that I have is: A, do you believe that he won't come back to Milwaukee next year? Let's start with that one. Do you believe that he's going to leave the Bucks after this offseason?
I think so.
I feel like he's kind of been like at the fringe of that team for a while, so it would make sense.
So here's my thing. I think that a lot of people like him because he's a young talent. He was a number two overall pick. He's clearly a good talent. He has a lot of skills. That draft is funny though, because like you now look at them, like him and Andrew Wiggins went before Joel Embiid, and Joel Embiid is clearly the best player in that draft.
Yeah.
It's not even close. And like Andrew Wiggins, sure, he's good. He can average 20 points a game, but he hasn't been like transcendental like they thought he was going to be. And Jabari's, again, granted, the injuries have hurt him, but like when he's been healthy, he's been good. But he's another one where it's just like, sure, he can go get you a bucket, but I mean, not really efficiently. And also defensively, he's a huge liability. But nonetheless, he's in a weird situation too, because he's at the end of his contract where nobody's going to max him out. Nobody's going to give him a max contract. So it's like, do you stick it out with Milwaukee and maybe sign like a 1+1 to, you know, to try and see if you can gain some momentum, have a good season, and then have the Bucks bring you back? Or do you test out free agency and let a team like, I don't know, the Nets, for example, sign you to a good contract, go get your money, go get paid, because who knows if you're going to be able to stay healthy, and then that team takes a chance on you that you're going to turn out to be, you know, the number two overall pick, like that quality. You know, those are the questions that, like, it's just it's so hard to answer when you're a kid like that and you have that type of injury history.
I would test free agency.
It's an interesting question, because based on his injury history, this might be the last time he really gets a big contract.
Yeah.
And there's a team out there that would give him a shot. I feel like a team.
It would be cool if he was on the Nets.
But that's what I'm saying. Terrible. Like a team that is
teamed up with Caris LeVert.
Yeah, exactly. But like a team that is not an upper echelon team that needs some marketability.
Shooting guard for the Pugs.
Right. Caris LeVert, not Jabari Parker. Big we're a big supporter of Curious Liver here on the EA Network podcast.
Oh, of course.
And NBA specifically. But in any case.
And Gerald Levert.
Who?
Gerald Levert.
Who the fuck is that?
He's a famous singer.
Oh.
He's related to Karis. I think you,
yeah, we've talked about this before.
And there was a group called Levert, and there was a bunch of people related to Karis Levert in that band.
That's a great name for a band.
Yeah.
Also, great name for a basketball player because of the vertical
Karis
jump.
Karis Levert? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
It sounds French. I kind of dig it.
I can't do a French accent. I thought about it, but I thought
better. Hey, man, that's okay. Know what you're good at. Know what you're good at.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh
no. Friends. He did it anyways. Yeah.
I took French in high school.
Oh, yeah? Say something.
Je m'appelle Jean-Paul. That was my French name. Jean-Paul. I was actually the vice president of French club.
Jean-Paul Dottier. Oh,
if you guys watch that movie by the Workaholics that Sean Paul's in.
No, I want to watch it though.
It looks funny.
I heard it's hilarious.
Game Over, I think it's called, right?
Yeah.
That's funny. So, anyways, Jabari, I really hope things work out for him. Man, he's another one of those Chicago kids who can't stay healthy, and I just like, I had the highest of hopes with him when he
at least we got
to Duke.
Anthony Davis, but if you had it your way, he'd shave off his brow.
I'm not taking that back. So
what a piece of shit.
A report.
This guy's a piece of shit.
An alleged report came out this week that the Spurs...
Allegedly, you're a piece of shit.
Okay, buddy. So allegedly, a report came out this week...
Jay's a piece of shit. Jay's a piece of shit. Jay's a piece of shit. He's a piece of shit. Jay's a piece of shit. He's a piece of shit.
Oh, goodness. You know what? That was great. That's really good.
So unnecessary. I apologize.
Very much so. So,
but it was fun.
Some reports came out last week that the San Antonio Spurs held a team meeting to basically corner Kawhi and say, listen here, motherfucker. You better start fucking playing. You're healthy. There's been some rumors that that didn't exactly happen. And it didn't happen the way it went down. Like Stephen A. Smith reported it. Adrian Wojnarowski reported it. Here's the thing. If Woj reports it, I'm going to believe it. I don't give a fuck. The players can say whatever the fuck they want because they don't want shit to, their dirt to get out. Mm-hmm. If Woj says it, it's gospel. So it basically led me to think, like, what the fuck is going on with the Spurs, man? Like, he's another one of the – Kawhi's another one of those injuries where it's like, is he going to come back? The playoffs are coming. Doesn't seem like it. The Spurs are weird because they're kind of like the Patriots where it's like they've always been, at least for the last 20 years, have been a really well-run organization. Not a lot of news gets out. Everybody does their job and doesn't complain.
You can't say that for the Patriots. Like,
sure. Yeah, that and like Aaron Hernandez. Thank you. I was going to say RIP, but fuck that dude.
Yeah, I was also going to say, it's like, no, he's a murderer.
He's a bad dude.
Completely forgot he died.
Bad dude. Bad dude. Killed himself. Coward. Anyways.
Oh, my goodness. Emotion doesn't co-sign that. You're not a coward if you commit suicide.
He murdered people and then he
murdered himself. He's a murderer. He's a piece of shit.
He murdered himself.
Let's just call him a piece of shit.
He murdered himself to avoid having to be in prison.
Prison's awful.
That's fair.
Have you seen Girls Incarcerated?
Don't kill people. Don't. Yeah, Amber was watching that yesterday. Good God, I couldn't fucking leave the room fast enough.
I liked it.
I bet you did.
It was funny.
Anyways, so.
Also, Nailed It. You gotta watch Nailed It.
I've been watching a couple
of
episodes.
How about, let's just do Netflix recommendations to to ease the tension about us talking about Aaron Hernandez's
suicide.
That's a
good idea. Yes.
Actually, yeah, Nailed It is a show where they give people professionally made cakes and they tell them to recreate it, and they're not good at it. It's very funny. It's hosted by Nicole Byer of Girl Code fame, and it is hilarious. So I hope that eased the tension. Let's not talk about suicide anymore.
Done. Okay. So
that's what Emotions is for.
Yeah, and it seems like Kawhi Leonard is attempting suicide on the Spurs season because he's.
Oh my God. Why? We need to get him media training.
Another recommendation off of Netflix that you can watch. is Big Mouth, a Nick Kroll show. Great show. It's a cartoon about puberty, and its voice is with our Nick Kroll, John Mulaney, Paul Scheer's in it, Jason Mendoza is in it. A lot of funny people in it.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Fred Armisen's in it. Great show.
Maya Rudolph.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I thought Will Arnett was in it, but
nope, that's Nick Kroll doing that voice. I know. It's pretty crazy.
Anywho.
He's gonna be like, if somehow like we become like Deezus and Mira level, like me and you'll be Deezus because we can like keep our shit together. He'll be Mira because he's media trained, but not enough.
Thank you. That's the kindest thing you could ever say. Mm-hmm.
You're both Dominican, right?
God,
you know what? That's not the worst thing. That's not the worst thing you could say.
Where's my media training?
Anyways, what's going on with the Spurs, guys? What's going on?
I don't know.
We talked about this before, but like
weird.
It's getting more and more. It's starting to seem more and more like Kawhi might leave. Like this is the first time where there's like trouble in paradise in San Antonio. It's kind of weird.
I don't even know what to make of it. This is so weird because usually it just seems like everything's great.
Well, and like Kawhi's one of those players, and everybody says it, but like, do you know what his voice sounds like? Because I don't.
It's deep.
No. Is it?
Feel like, yeah.
But nobody knows.
Yeah, I don't
like,
know.
Like, he's so quiet. Nobody even knows what his voice sounds like.
Know.
So for this to be like this weird, because like, this reminds me a lot of the Derrick Rose situation where like the team doctors were basically saying, yeah, he's good. He can play. And his doctors were saying, not quite.
His doctors turned out to be right, though.
They
ended up saying he went back a little too quickly.
I don't think that's true. But anyways, we don't have to argue about that. Nonetheless, like it's been a really weird situation with Kawhi, and like they were one of those teams where you're like, okay, they're starting to go back up in the rankings, and I think they're like sixth right now overall. Let me just take a look really quick.
Yeah, I think they are. But also, I have heard his voice because I've seen him in those HVC grocery commercials for San Antonio.
Classic.
Yeah,
everybody loves that classic spot.
He is hilarious in those. But I don't think he knows he is.
I'm sure he's a
I'll show it to you guys afterwards.
I'm sure he's a cool hang. But
I don't think so.
Probably not. Yeah, he's probably very boring. Probably reads.
I feel like he's probably more boring than Tim Duncan.
Who's
more boring?
That's a good
Tim
question.
Tim Duncan or Kawhi Leonard?
Tim Duncan is a nerd. He's a nerd, dude.
Yeah, does he like play D&D or something?
He plays World of Warcraft like big time. He's a huge World of Warcraft player.
Yeah.
He was on Road Tripping podcast with Richard Jefferson and them, and like he's funny, but boy, is he a fucking nerd. He's a super nerd. Kawhi just seems like he has no interest. Like, he seems like he only eats, like, unseasoned chicken and broccoli. And his favorite show is video of the team that he's about to play. He just seems...
Also, he still has cornrows. Like, cornrows have been over for, like, 10, 20 years.
I doubt it, but I kind of hope, like, if we were able to ever, like, hang out with Kawhi Leonard, he's just, like, hanging out, smoking,
I would love to see him
music.
Smoking weed. That would be the greatest
thing
ever.
There's, like, 50 people just hanging out at his house at all times.
It would make me so happy to find out that Kawhi is, like, super crass and just tells way too many dick jokes and is a little sexist. I think that would make me happy. I don't know
why.
That
wouldn't make me happy.
Like a little, like just remote, just a little sexist. Like, no. Says jokes where you're like,
What about a little racist?
Nah, sexist is funnier.
It's because he's a man.
A little.
Yeah. Gender is a social contract.
Just a little overboard where you're just like, Kawhi, that's, I get what you're saying, but that's not really funny. But just funny enough. You know what I mean?
I think Jade's just saying he wants us to be.
Sexist.
Yeah, he's like, he wants us to be a little more okay with some of the terrible jokes he says. Mm-hmm. They're like so bad sometimes.
I'm throwing them out there. Anyways,
don't throw them.
Next topic on the roster.
The roster. Ooh, basketball reference. Yeah.
Thanks for also saying what he said a little while ago, but it doesn't matter.
We're noticing him at different times. It's okay.
I didn't hear him
say
that.
ESPN reported this week that James Harden is running away with the MVP. He is going to win in a landslide. So we decided we're going to give it to somebody else, or we're going to give a different type of MVP award to somebody else in the league. For example,
best pug,
most valuable pug.
Yes, MVP.
Yeah,
I think it's,
you got it.
You see, he gets it.
I think it's kind of obvious. You guys know who it is.
Give it to him.
Can you guess?
I just can't think of his name all of a sudden, in all honesty.
What is his name?
It's, shit. I feel bad now.
We just talked about it.
No, not Diamond Stone.
You guys
Stone.
Were like, I know no, not Diamond, Diamond Stone.
The other one.
His name is Karis.
No,
not Karis LeVert.
No, Karis LeVert didn't even start.
I can't think of his name. He talks Donovan Mitchell. No,
Winter. Donovan Winter.
Winter.
Donovan Winter.
Winter's coming.
Yeah. That's good. I like that. My MVP
is such a great song.
My MVP is Joel Embiid for most viral player. The best social media person on the internet, not even the NBA. He is a phenomenal social media guy. Most viral player, Joel Embiid.
And my MVP goes to Dwight Howard for most valuable papa, because he's got a lot of kids.
He does?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like does. Way more than Paul, like more than Paul George.
How many kids does he have?
But I'm sure he doesn't have more than Antonio Cremont
or Sean.
He doesn't
Kemp.
Even remember most of his kids' names.
Or probably also like Wilt Chamberlain. It seems like he had a lot of kids.
I think he just fucked a lot of girls. He just said he fucked a lot of girls, but man. I don't know. 10,000, like. Also, Ric Flair said he fucked 10,000 women, and he doesn't have that many kids either.
No,
but they
true.
Could be. They could be around. Like. I wouldn't be surprised if half the WWE roster were like didn't know their dads and they were all.
My
Ric
thing
Flair.
Is though, like if I knew, because now technology is that you can get a vasectomy and reverse it. If you know you're going to be fucking that much, just get a vasectomy and then reverse it when you're ready to have kids.
Okay, I don't know. He has five kids with five women.
Different women. I just saw that.
That's not that much.
It's not that bad.
Sean Kemp had 9 children.
All right. How many MVP does Antonio, goes to Sean Kemp.
How many does Antonio Cromartie have?
7.
No, it's more than that.
I think he has 7.
No.
I don't know.
Let's see here. Sean Kemp.
Sean Kemp.
No, not Sean Kemp. Antonio Cromartie. Oh,
damn it. This is great radio.
Yeah, we're all just sitting here very poorly
Antonio
doing this.
Dude,
there's a list of his kids, and there's 2 rows per page and required pagination.
Oh, no. He's got, let's see, 4, 8, 10 kids.
Oh, my God.
No, there's another page, I think.
No, I got 10 right here. 14.
Okay, it's 10.
He's got 14 kids.
Okay, 14.
He's got 14 Ooh. Kids.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Dude.
All right.
Holy shit.
Antonio Cromartie, you're the MVP.
All right. Are you ready for this? I just found this on Goliath.com. The 10 athletes with the most children.
Oh, yeah.
Sean Kemp, 7 children with 6 women.
All right. Not too bad.
Mike Tyson, 8 children with an unknown number of women.
What?
Muhammad Ali, RIP, buddy, 9 children with 5 women. Willie Anderson, who is a former basketball player for the Spurs, has 9 children with 7 women.
One of them's Kawhi Leonard.
Jason Caffey, another basketball player. This is a bad trend. formerly of with the Bulls, 10 children with 8 women. Travis Henry, former NFL running back, played for the Denver Broncos. 11 children with 10 women.
That's enough for a friggin' basketball team.
Evander Holyfield, 11 children with 6 women. Kudos to these dudes that have more than one child with the same woman.
Yeah, so that's very wholesome.
George Foreman, another boxer.
Oh, yeah.
Mind you, another heavyweight boxer. There's another trend. 12 children, 2 adopted, with 4 women.
How many are named George Foreman?
I think 8. All right. Antonio Cromartie. As of this article, which is a year ago.
Is he number 1?
He's number 2.
Oh.
At the time, 12 children with 8 women. Now has 14 children. Mm. And the all-time leader in, and now he's tied, but nonetheless, all-time leader in children is Calvin Murphy, former Rockets NBA player. And he's Ooh. Also on their color commentating board for actual Rockets games, 14 children with 9 women.
Damn.
That's so many.
14.
That's so many
children.
Kids.
Come on. Good
just
Lord.
Just use a condom.
I know. It hurts me to read
IUDs that. Exist. IUDs. Like, it's not that hard.
Oh, man. That's insane. I like kids, but not that much.
I hate kids.
I'm telling you, he's just trying to make a basketball team.
Good Lord.
Mm-hmm. For their family reunion.
Oh, God. Anyways.
Jay's dying over here. With
how
that.
Many?
Boy, I
want to know how many children will.
I didn't think my dumb papa joke would get this much of a fucking segment.
Jesus. All right. Next topic on the roster. The Sixers have clinched a playoff spot. The process worked out. It worked. They got a lot of good players. They turned around from a really shitty team to now they're the fourth overall seed in the Eastern Conference. So the question that I have for you guys is, should everyone follow the process?
I looked up Wilt Chamberlain kids. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Classic.
And it's... Literally, all the articles are like this one guy. It's like, is this guy Wilt Chamberlain's kid? And it's obviously yes. Because we're probably all Wilt Chamberlain's kid. Because he fucked so many girls.
That's true. Yeah. Well, I'm sure if we all did like a DNA, like 23andMe swap, we're all related to Wilt Chamberlain.
Is this the same thing with Genghis Khan? There's like just people who just have Mongolian in them.
Isn't Thomas Jefferson too another one where he's just got like hella fucking kids?
Yeah.
Just and most of them are black.
Just relatives. Yeah. it was for bad reasons.
I hate it.
The next topic is
barbecue still exists?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's fucking bomb. It's pretty good. It's my shit.
I thought it was replaced by flat top. No, okay, go ahead.
So the question is, should all teams be using the process to rebuild their teams?
Absolutely, it worked. It's working.
For the Sixers. So we talked about Minnesota a little earlier. They kind of follow the process a little bit.
I don't think it was on purpose, though.
That's true. Not on purpose, not intentional. Still got two number one overall picks, and look where they're at.
Yeah.
They had to get Jimmy Butler to make them a good team. And now that he's gone, they're shitting the bed. So that's a team who got two number one overall picks. You arguably drafted really well. I mean, they got Cat and Andrew Wiggins is serviceable. Still not putting – that's not resulting in wins. Orlando has been tanking for years.
Also not
since they
purpose.
Got rid of Dwight Howard. Some on purpose. Some years they thought they were going to compete, and they made a lot of really bad free agent decisions. That's another team. Been tanking for years. Nothing. Phoenix, last couple years, has been tanking. Got Devin Booker. Nobody else. The draft is so hard to predict the talent level where it's like, now, the Lakers, they've been tanking. Looks promising. Got Lonzo. Got Brandon Ingram. Julius Randle. You know, a lot of these guys who look promising.
Kyle Kuzma.
Looking promising. Although they got him like at the end of the draft, but nonetheless. Yeah. Like, the process makes sense to an extent, but like, what the Sixers did this year is rare. To go from a team that won like sub 20, 30 games in a season to winning nearly 50 games.
They might hit 50.
The most recent team that did that was the Thunder from a couple of years ago when they had KD, Harden, and Russ.
Yeah.
And they had like a really shit season and then just skyrocketed, made it to the playoffs, lost to the Lakers and Kobe in the first round, but it was a really good series. And then the next year they made the finals.
Yeah.
So it's like... It's interesting now. I wonder if the Sixers have a chance to like use this playoff as like a jumping off point to like next season being the year that they really skyrocket. Yeah,
I could see that.
But the process is one of those hard things where it's like I said, it's like you could have a top pick, doesn't mean you're going to get it right.
Yeah.
I mean the Cavs and they drafted Anthony Bennett and he's in the G League, you know. Minnesota drafted Derek Williams, number 2 overall pick. He's no longer in the league. Like a couple years ago, Memphis drafted Hasim Thabeet, not in the league anymore. You know what I mean? Like, Johnny Flynn, like, all these guys get drafted top 10, and it's like, it's a fucking crapshoot. So, it's like, the Sixers just, like, they did it right. I think they have a good coach in Brett Brown who stuck it out for the shitty seasons, and they've built a really nice roster around their top two players. And what they've done really well is add good quality veterans to the roster to like smooth it all out. Cause like Minnesota, their bench is a mess. And theoretically, they should be better because they're young. They're very talented, and they should be way better. But like the signings that they've made,
I think they should just make Tibbs just the coach and not both parts.
I completely agree.
But I think that not only should people like the team's process, I think just people in your life.
Let's talk about that.
Do a process. I'm currently processing, and it's going great.
What are you processing?
I live in my parents' basement.
Classic.
I don't work a full-time job, so I can do auditions and stuff I want to. And I'm just gaining all the assets, all those little ping pong balls.
That's true.
And then soon,
time is your biggest asset.
Bam!
You have nothing but time.
Gonna fly it up straight to the moon.
That's a good point. I think I'm gonna take the process mentality into my weight loss. I think I'm just gonna go all in on becoming fat, because then I can become an Instagram star when I start losing weight. So I'm just gonna like really gain a lot of weight, just throw caution to the wind, just get really fat, and then
a lot worse
my Instagram channel is gonna get huge when I go from like 250 pounds back down to 150. It's gonna be insane.
You think that you're going to not stay huge?
No, I know, because my Instagram account is going to motivate me to lose weight. That's how it's going to work, guys. It's how it always works.
All right.
Social proof. I'm going to use the process on my weight loss. Matt, what
I guess I'm going to use the process on my dating life. I'm slowly talking to people. I've started pseudo dating someone.
Pseudo dating someone.
Yeah, it's good because she doesn't listen to this podcast. Yeah. So I can say this.
Thank goodness.
If she did,
hello,
I might be in trouble. But who cares?
That's hilarious.
But maybe we should edit this out. No, don't edit it out. I don't know.
Man.
I'm trying to be funny and I'm not.
Well,
the
I don't
process
know.
Is. I'm trusting the process. The process is going to ruin my life, probably.
So on another topic related to the Sixers, Markelle Fultz came back this week. We didn't think it was going to happen. We thought he was going to sit out the whole season. He came back. Looked pretty good. Not bad. Not great. The jumper still needs work, but it looks better than that like push shot that he was doing when he started the season. Had a couple good drives to the basket when he got comfortable. He was definitely out of control. The one thing that I noticed is that he didn't play a lot with Ben Simmons. They didn't play on the court. I don't think they played on the court at all, actually. After I rewatched the game a little bit, I didn't catch them on the court not once together. So that was kind of unique. But I guess now that he's back in the fold, do we think he's going to be an impact in the playoffs? He's kind of a player that nobody's seen this entire season. Not really sure what to expect from him, but also in the first four games of the season that he played, he looked like just absolute trash.
Yeah. I think if he plays the same way that he played this game he came back just now, I think he'd be a great bench presence. I think he would help that team a lot.
He pulled the Hezzy pull-up Jimbo.
Yeah.
He pulled it a couple times.
And
that's
went in
his
like
go-to move.
Twice.
Yeah, he took a couple mid-range jumpers that looked good. He definitely airballed one, and that's when I left my apartment to go play basketball, and then I came and rewatched the game later, and then I was like, oh, he actually hit it later. But yeah, there was a couple shots where you're like, oof, god damn, that jump shot is terrible. Yeah. But the thing is, like, I forget what podcast I was listening to, but they were making a good point where it's just like, he's big, he's strong, and he's fast. And you can't teach that. You can teach a jump shot. You can fix a jump shot, but you can't fix being slow and you know, being weak. Like, that's hard to fix. So he's got the right tool set. He looked pretty good. I'm interested to see what he does, or if he even, like, makes the roster, like not makes the roster, but like cracks the lineup of people that actually play. Because like they were playing Denver, they were winning by like 20 most of the game. So he ended up playing a lot because they were up by a lot. And Denver is one of the worst defensive teams in the league right now. So it's not like it was a great opponent, but great start, good opportunity for him to get some minutes.
I saw he had 10 and 8 in under 15 minutes.
Yeah,
which,
not a bad game.
Is it the last time a player did that? I think it was rookie, but I don't remember. But the last time it's been done was Danny Ainge.
Yeah,
so that looked
pretty
interesting.
Good. He looked pretty good. Ray Allen came out with a book today.
A book.
It's called, I just pulled it up. It's called From the Outside, My Journey Through Life and the Game I Love. My buddy already started reading it. He's very excited to get into it. I'm just going to read what it's about. Really quick, the record-holding two-time National Basketball Association champion reflects on his work ethic, his on-the-court friendships, and rivalries, probably with Rajon Rondo, the great teams he's played for, and what it takes to have a long and successful career in this thoughtful, in-depth memoir.
You actually said sex.
Yeah, well, that actually is a great segue to my next topic. What chapter do we think he's going to talk about catfishing?
The only chapter that I would want to read. I don't give a fuck about this book. I'm not reading it. But
what if
I would like to hear, like, I don't know, maybe Charlemagne the God talk about him getting catfished.
I want Rajon Rondo to do the audiobook.
Oh, that'd be great. If he was smart, I think what he would do is just random chapters and then just sprinkle in little bits about the catfishing. So you have to like read through the whole book to be able to get all the catfish
stuff. It's like a word puzzle.
Yeah.
It was like every third word of the fourth paragraph on every other page. Oh,
I didn't think it was going to be that bad. What I was saying was...
This song's called Rondo.
He's gonna read it.
Like, fucking 6ix9ine. I have to turn my headphones down every time I listen to his songs. And it's not like it's not a coincidence that all his songs are in all caps. Listen to this. Do you see the video of him on Breakfast Club?
You know I didn't.
He's so dumb.
He's ridiculous. Wow,
he's so aggressive.
Is this him?
Yeah.
Is it right? Tekashi 6ix9ine or something like that?
Yeah.
Sticky, sticky. Big homie, look at me like sure. I'm like, who? I got the big back, kickback. Blow your whole shit back. Boom.
Okay.
Anyways, hope you guys enjoy the book. If you do listen to the book,
no one's reading that book.
I have one friend reading the book, so at least one person's reading
so
it.
So you enjoy that book, sir.
If you do end up reading it, send us an email at theyaynetwork@gmail.com. We'd love to know your feedback. And also, please tell us what chapter he talks about catfishing.
I don't want to have to read it.
Last on the agenda today, Nikki, I'm going to let you take this one because I know you just added it.
Oh, yes, I did. The last one, because we've talked about it the last like four or so podcasts.
Get into it.
Let's dunk them all. Pokemon. I want everyone to choose
dunk them all. That's good.
A starting five basketball team out of Pokemon.
Ooh, Matt, I'm gonna let you take this one first.
Talk about being put on the spot. Onyx, because he's tall.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. That's his probably center.
Yeah.
It's probably throwing out the five.
Machamp at power forward.
Ooh, damn. It's good defense.
I would say, Hitmonlee at small forward.
Okay.
She's athletic. Shooting guard. that's tough. Shit. Squirtle.
All right.
Squirtle, because his jumper is wet.
Yes. That's awesome.
And point guard, Jay.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. I'm going to have Pikachu at the point.
I just thought of another AKA for you. J-O-Dude.
That's actually really good.
Pikachu at the point?
I'm going to have Pikachu at the point because he's like the electric point guard, mm-hmm. right? He's a spark to the offense. Get it?
He's a spark point. I would think he'd be the sixth man.
It's interesting. I like that. He's like the guy who's like, he gets hot off the bench. Mm-hmm. My two guard is going to be Charmander because the boy can heat up from three.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to go with a smaller lineup, actually. So for my three...
Positionless Pokemon.
Yeah. For my three, I think I'm going to go with... I think I'm going to go with Bulbasaur for my three.
You're going very small.
Very small. He's a tough guy. Tough guy. He can handle some positions. I actually like Machamp at the five, so I'm gonna go over a smaller lineup because I feel like he can like kick balls. Actually,
he's
got
so many arms.
I'm gonna go with Machamp at the four, and I'm gonna go with Charizard at the five. Somebody who can just like go and get it. No, you know what? Blastoise at the five because Blastoise, any Blastoise, ball that goes in the air, he's just gonna destroy that shit.
Blastoise was my five because I feel like he's a freaking.
That's a good one.
He looks like
Draymond.
Okay, I was gonna say he's got a Shaq sort of vibe.
You're not wrong.
I like that one too. And then at the four, I'm throwing Exeggutor.
What the fuck? Exeggutor doesn't even have hands or feet.
Neither does Onyx.
But Onyx is tall. He can block things with his face. You're gonna put a pile of eggs at your four?
No, it's when it becomes a whole tree.
You're gonna put a tree at your four?
Yeah, I'm on Twin Towers. Damn it. Oh, I got Boogie and AD on my team right now, right?
Boogie and AD. Tim Duncan, David Robinson.
At the three, I put Gengar.
Gengar is a ghost. He can't even play defense.
He can do whatever the hell he wants.
You can walk right through him.
He possesses people.
This is a terrible team. He's so bad at these teams, and this is his idea. He's always bad at the teams.
No.
That's why I beat him in the All-Star.
You were bad. All right.
Go ahead. Your team's losing.
Here's what I'm going to take away from this, though. Y'all are fucking nerds. I know like five Pokemon.
I got.
And well, I stole two.
I got Hitmonchamp. At the one, and Pidgeotto at the two.
Why Hitmonchamp at the one?
I don't know. Seems like a Sean
Livingston. It was your idea.
Type.
You don't have.
I say he seems like a Sean Livingston type.
He, you know what? He strikes me more as like a Russ type because he's like wiry and strong and shit.
Yeah. I like that.
Interesting. Y'all are fucking nerds. I love it. anything else we want to talk about today before we wrap up?
My buddy gave me.
You said it wrong. It's Hitmonchan.
Not Champ.
That sounds racist. It's,
probably.
She's based on Jackie Chan.
Oh, no.
And Hitmonlee is based on Bruce Lee.
Oh, boy.
Makes sense.
It's right. A Japanese thing.
You're right. You got it. I got it.
Yeah.
Anything else we want to talk about before we wrap up today?
No.
No? All right. Nah, cool. Yeah. Well, per usual, guys, please do subscribe.
We do want to plug things.
Yeah, so. Of course. Before we wrap up, so please do subscribe on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, wherever you listen to your podcast. Give us a rating or review. We would really appreciate it. It helps us get up in the rankings. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at NBAPod. Nikki, anything you'd like to plug?
You can follow me on social media at Nikki Palooza. If you're in the Chicagoland area, Thursday, March 29th, 10:30 p.m., which would probably be the day that this episode comes out. Mm-hmm. Go to
Second
City.
Actually, it'll already be out.
True.
No, it won't be out.
That's true.
Maybe
not. The show will have ended.
Okay.
By the time it's out.
Oh, well, then never mind.
But, like, retroactively, you could be like, I have a time machine and I'd like to
that'd
go
be
see
nice.
Nikki's show.
Yeah, I also said it in past one, so it's fine, but I'm doing a sketch show.
Just talk about what you're doing. That's okay, even if it's in the past.
Yeah, it's in the past. Yeah. You guys would have loved the sketch show that I'm in.
Matt, what do you want to plug?
Follow me on Twitter, Fat Reed, FATTREED. Follow me on Instagram, FATTR33D. You know why. And you know who you need to kill. I hope I don't get in trouble for that at some point. But it's jokes. Mm-hmm. Don't kill that man. Uh-huh. Also, follow the Yay Network on Twitch. Twitch.com/Yay Network. There's no the because I'm the biggest idiot, and I spelled it wrong.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Also, listen to EA Love. It is a great podcast. Follow it on Instagram. Rate, comment, subscribe to NBA. Rate, comment, subscribe to EA Love.
Let's go. Follow me, J_Kiles, at J_Kiles. All right, man. This has been NBA, the podcast where we try to talk about NBA shit, but mostly we just talk shit. For Matt, for Nikki, for Jay, this has been NBA. We're out.